incident that I clearly remember. That was the only instance while I was in Denmark. There was some more trouble later, but the only air raid. And it happened on a sunny afternoon. This was in 43, but before, in the summer, not the fall. And my best friend and I, we were on the top floor of a building, kind of a little balcony terrace kind of thing. And then you could just take a couple of, you know, just hike yourself up on the roof there. So there was a air raid. Sirens went off, so we ran out, you know, to look, and then we saw that there were planes, and it had a very good view, actually, of this. It was a small number of British planes. The Mosquito was a very good twin-engine, fast fighter bomber, and they bombed a Copenhagen Harbor. You know, it's a harbor city, and there was a major manufacturer of some critical part for used in war machinery. I don't remember what it was, but there was this factory there, which was right on the waterfront. And this was an example of pinpoint precision bombing, and it was quite fascinating to watch, naturally. The kids, you know, I'm 13 years old, and it's to watch that, you know, it's like having a front row seat on a, you know, to see the planes, you know, dropping bombs, and none of them were shot down. You know, the Germans didn't get up in the air until long after they were gone. It was like a real lightning strike. And it was in the late afternoon, so it was daylight, you know, and it's quite fascinating. But that was the only time. There were air raids occasionally. Sirens would go off, but it's just planes flying over, nothing really. Anyway, so now comes the time when this young man said, "May I come in?" And then he told us, he said, the Germans, we have found out, and much later it became known that there was a leak of this document from that the Germans had, where they listed everybody that they were going to round up that night. He said, we have been prepared for this, so we know exactly what to do, and don't be concerned. And that, please, one thing is very important, don't tell anybody. We will take care of it. Don't alert your friends or anything like that, and don't do anything. Don't worry about your possessions. We'll look after that too, and just take a very small bag, you know, overnight bag things, and don't worry. It was after banking hours. Don't worry about money. Anyway, gave us an address to go to. Said in an hour and 15 minutes, go to such and such an address. And it turned out to be the very large and fancy apartment of some wealthy person in Copenhagen. And there were then about 7 of us, a total in our, what turned out to be a group that was going to travel together, about 8 or 10 people. And we were all instructed, we were given a certain amount of cash, about $500 to 500 kroner, and told to pin that inside our clothing, not carry it in our pockets. And that was for emergency, you know, and to buy train tickets to a certain little fishing town up in the the top of Copenhagen is on an island, and it's maybe about, an hour and 15 minutes train ride. That's what we did, and we were told don't stay together. And then, just like in the movies, again, when you get off at the station, there'll be a man with a carnation lapel, you know. But how do you recognize people, you know, wearing a hat upside down or, you know. So, really.